Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his plan to fund Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies, and it has high-level backing. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The House's hard-right flank is not on board, but President Biden is, saying he strongly supports Johnson's plan to push for votes on three packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies, plus a fourth bill with other foreign policy items. Populist conservatives are furious over the idea of funding Ukraine at all, and Johnson risks losing his job. But lawmakers also heard from the Pentagon's top leaders about the need for immediate aid to Kyiv. Sagar Magani, Washington.
European Union leaders met on Wednesday to discuss stepping up sanctions against Iran after Tehran's missile and drone attack on Israel left world powers scrambling to prevent a wider conflict in the Middle East. The two-day summit in Brussels is the first meeting of the EU's 27 national leaders since Saturday's attack, more than 6 months into the war between Israel and the Iran-backed Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel has signaled it will retaliate, but has not said how. The Israeli military said on Wednesday food trucks entered the blockaded Gaza Strip from Ashdod port for the first time since the government approved the opening of the port to aid shipments.
Food that was inspected here in the Ashdod port and will make its way into the Gaza Strip. This is not only an additional route for humanitarian aid to make its way to where it's needed, it is also an additional inspection point, increasing our capacity even more.
That's spokesman Shimon Friedman. This